Okay. So the pasuk says, "Kula machuze cherev malum de melchama, ish char bal yerecha miparet baleilos." So this is all a hemshech. He said before that there are shishim gibarim sovereign of Israel, and they're the shemrim of the Mishkan. Now he says all of these are chuzichem lunder melchama, and it is interesting. We talked last time. We talked a little bit about why it is that the din the shmir on it, and the goyin is going through all the prati din keilu the prati dinim of it. That all goes into the big picture of it. Kulam achuze cherem lunder melchama. Pirish. Daminan shadayin tzoch liros kilo cherem chadu monachs ben kavoysov. So a dayan has to see two things: cherv chada munachas ben yachoisav, and gehenem psuchloi tachto. So what are these two things? In other words, there's keilu two places, two areas that he could be nichshalin. So first of all, he says. So he said like this. So first of all the inyanim, all the dinim that he has need to be clear to him. He can't be done things. Now, I assume the goyin means as follows. And I'll try to. I mean, being dan davim tech dava is very, very laudable. It's something that's davim tech dava. Maven is a mila. So certainly in the areas of halacha where there is no clear halacha, maven davim tech dava is certainly the right mahalach. I mean, that's what maven davim tech dava is. That even when I don't know what the exact halacha is, I can be done from what I have. The problem starts if there are halachas, but I don't know them, and I'm dan dom teich dava. So there, I'm very likely to be nichshol. And more than that, that has a din of tayim and divine mishnah. Something that's mefurish is a tayim, depending how mefurish, but anything that's relatively accessible to everybody is called the Torah B'dvar Mishnah. And B'meila, the dayan needs to have everything that is available and needs to be clear to them. One, the gam tzorech liyaz baki b'yeshuvah shel olam sheyobinim heim tonu emes b'tei she emes la'mitay. The hainu she'adin emes she'tanosim emes v'gam la'mitah shel ter. V'zei efshubim she'itanu sheker sozi oya psak sheker oya din sheker. Now, I'd like to try to understand a little bit the point of the Gaon. So, obviously, it's hard to disagree with the Gaon's Vart. But, so what is it moisiv over here to this inyan? In other words, we're talking about these wonderful dayanim there, chuzichem lundi chama, there's sub to the Mishkan, and that, so it says that they have to be booking these two things. So ma'ishvet asasina, why is that type of bekiyas important for the shmira? So going back to the chazal I brought last week about the matruna goes with the zayin lefanel, zayin achreha, that there is the worries in front, the worries after, it means as follows. Choshim Mishpat, or Din, is the chibur between Shemayim and Aretz. In other words, Dinei Torah that have been Adam Lamakim are be'etzim Shemayim Dik. A Shefa, a Lulav, those are not, they're made out of physical materials, but they're not physical realities. What is a shefa? A shefa is a bone with a hole in it, and so on. So it doesn't have any mashmaos inside this world. So it's more, I guess, the right way would be to say that it's a levush. The bone of the Shaifa is a Levush for the Koilus of the Shaifa. But it's not a Chibur, really. Or it's a certain type of Chibur. Bein Adam Lechaveroi, or Chayshi Mishpat, is be'etzem a this world inyan. I bought something from you, I sold something to you, I borrowed, I lent, etc. So me to you and you to me are being oisik in inyan olam. The halacha comes in and is mischaber to it. As if this mind is yours. So that halacha that's mischaber to it has to have both amitius. Because that's the most of it, as opposed to the emes of Torah, which is emes in its own world only, but the emes of Mishpat is an emes in two worlds, and that becomes its chibur. It's the emes mitzad ratzan bayir and the emes mitzad dinim mamnis, and that's why they need to vote. It's in this sense that we say that they are shemrim for Torah. It means that. Just like the Shomer, when you have the Secret Service people, they need to be mindful of the president in the back, and they need to keep looking at the audience around and around. In other words, they need to have two awarenesses together. Where's the president headed to, and who's staying over here, and so on. So he says... And the bottom he brings down the his Pirush and Shayahu, which is pretty much similar to this. The chiyuv that something should be extremely borrowed to mitzad alacha, and mitzad sheni the mitzir should be borrowed to him. So the schar is of it is Eitz Chaim, because an Eitz Chaim is something. So he brings over here on in 154 from our Torah, that's a bit as a chava. He says. He tells to the Gemara v'haya piryoy v'haya piryoy l'machal v'alei l'trufa v'atayr shenikos eitz ki yoytzes mayim chayim v'zeis angu nafsha tzadikim v'asid lovay. So he says the mitzias of an eitz is that it's yoynik from one source and gives its pears another source. Etrushim are beneath the ground, and its payers and its cell is above the ground. So that's the same idea of this chelik of Torah. This chelik of Torah is just like when it says about certain things that the Karen is Kamsa Olam Haba and the Perisemer Olam Haza. It's the same type of inyan. It's things that have an achiz in both worlds. So Chayshim Mishpat starts with a din that's in Torah, and it ends up giving Paris and so on to this world. Vaschama Mishpat Sheroya She Emes Ugan Eden, with the Kosev Melech Mishpat Blam Eretz, Ve'eretz Achaim Ugan Eden. Bim Kain Im Hu Oival Ze Olehefech, Lehainu Min Achaim Cherva Shomalach Hamavas. Or a better way would be. Lehefech the Hainim and Achayim is Charba Shomal Mavis Megan Eden Gehenim. So Mavis to Chayim, the Charbo is the Mavis, the Gehenim is the Absagan Eden. Vezeo Shadayin so Chlirois Shacherev Chada Munachas at Benyakov Chosov, the yearly as Boki Betayra. Ukemoisha Gehenim. Now, let me go back and add another nekuda to where we started before now. We asked, it was a little bit shvelach to us, the inyan of being baki, and only what I heard me rabbi, and so on, where lemaisa in halacha, being dan davim techtava, is a natural part of things. So, obviously, those in Yonim that there is no written Torah, the whole world is full of tshuvas. That's pashut. But wherever there is halacha, it's important to be done the halacha itself. So so we said before that the reason is so that he doesn't make a mistake. It's easier to make a mistake when you be done yourself. It's not 100% mochach. When you heard it, it's divrei Kabbalah and so on. There's another knech, could be in line with how he's saying now, that the idea of Choshen Mishpat specifically is to be yoinik as much as possible from somewhere else and give it here. In other words, it's not just the tree needs water so it can be yoinik from the ground. You can irrigate it with a pipe above the ground. The whole metzias of this chelik of Torah is to take from one world and bring to another world, the emes lamita part of it. So b'meila, it most specifically realized itself in this hechetimitza. It could be. And he says, v'gamlem l'chomet zach sheidvar, klei zayin, v'haino v'habeiz, avizhak klei zayin im ene de tachsisim l'chomet, echlotzeis v'lovei v'lamer sachayil, l'reik yagiyo. So the tachsisim l'chomet he speaks about really is, I think, the second half. In other words, I need to have weapons. So the gun that I'm shooting is going to be the let's call it the item that I have and I'm bringing to fight against you. But unless I understand how to shtel it suit to you, it's worthless. If I shoot when you're lying low, when you're not around, when my position exposed, if I don't understand, tachsisei milchama is to how to use what you have to fight the other person. It's this yachsus of yours to the other person. So he says, "Im ene det tachsisei milchama echlotzeis v'lavoi v'lamoid zachel l'reik yigu v'hein k'moshe advon shatayin l'sbakibet l'an shibakibet teira v'dea kol din al duro shukmer klei zayin." So that's the atzmius of the weapon. This is the halacha, chayev, potter, so on. V'shebaki v'shur sh'olam v'moy tachsisei milchama. The fact is that he's a baki and understands how things work in the world. He knows how to apply it, in which case this halacha is nagia, which case not nagia. And the truth is, that itself is also paskin in halacha. If a dayan sees there's a din meruma, he should misalik himself. In other words, even if there are edim and everything seems to be, even if al pidin, everything seems to fit into place, there's a clause about a din meruma. If a dayan smells that the edim have been set up and that it's, it's something wrong over here, he needs to, he needs to move away from it. He's not allowed to pass him. Even if on the surface it looks good.
On this point, I don't know if this is the question really, but so it sounds like if someone could get to the point where they could dan dinei mamon es chashemesh, but it's mamish chewing off tremendous things of to lamata, fine, but lamaisa dayanim, even in chashemesh, but dayanim are instructed to try to find a settlement and not dan. Emes Lamite, right? Try to find a settlement. And I remember I once asked this to Rebbe because I was sitting in front of Dayanem and they tried to push a settlement and they were a little bit, seeming a bit misleading. But, aside from that, Rebbe said once in Yad Tachas Yad, Ayin Tachas Ayin, Regel Tachas Regel, that the word of why the Torah doesn't say Mamain is because Dayanim are inherently limited. So really, it's Mida Keneged Mida, but because we have limitations, so we do Mamain instead.
Right.
So, and that's also why Dayanim seemingly, this is the way I understood, that's why they push for a settlement, because Dayanim are inherently limited, so that's why they settle. But if, the way he's explaining is that Choshen Mishpat, Danim Emes Lamita, is, a tremendous Mila, why, I don't know if this is a question. Maybe it's just...
So, I'll say, the settlement part, a few points. That settlement part is be'etzem a Gemara, that you know, bitsua, which means compromise, is better than din. It has two reasons. A simple reason is because no dayan can ever be sure that he's done it right. So mitzad, it's just like we yoytze kamashitis when we yoytze kamashitis in halacha. So you know, because we're not sure. So in Choshe Mishpat, because it's very difficult to be machriat, it's usually kind of a lot of arguments back and forth. So al derech hapshat, it's the safer way. It's the more pashut way. I think there's a deeper nekuda. Let's give Kilo a marshal for it. You have a system of elections where winner takes all. So you know, if like the Electoral College, if you win the majority in the state, you get all the votes, all the electoral votes of the state, which is fairly similar to all the votes of the state. You have it in many places like that. Now, usually the Torah is something like that. Reuven has 3 points in his favor. Shimon has 2 points in his favor. So three is more than two, and three will win. Most in Torah, it's not a question of emes and sheker. It's a question of how much of a schus do I have versus how much of a schus does he have. So you can be machria, and if you're going with din, so and if the balei dvarim insist that they want din, you can do it, and then you get a psak, which is certainly deficient. It's not taking into account XYZ. It's I have no choice because he has A, B, C, D, E, and F. You have only X, Y, and Z. It wins. A good compromise. Again, the verdict is a good compromise. A compromise should be based on the relative merits of the tainus. So stronger that should have a more, and we could, and that's why a pshara korav adin, let's call, is really ideal. But the verdict is, it takes a lot of thinking into it. You have to weigh the tzadim and come up with the nekudas of schus v'yitzad and then reach a compromise. So in a certain sense, it fits the emes more, and it's not different than don emes lamitri. In other words, you're placing. You've analyzed the different nekudas over here, the different amityas, and you've come up with a plan. The type of pshara that a dayan is lazy and just says, okay, 50-50, he's sleeping during the din Torah, he picks up and says, how much money are you debating? $100,000, okay, 50-50. That's obviously, that's terrible. Mm-hmm. But if it's say, look at the different stadim and then be koivea things, that usually is... It's good, you know, that, and that's right. And it's not a deficiency in emes, because he's selling to not when the Torah, says in the Torah, you know, winner takes all, that's a halacha. But if the stadim amuchen for pshara, then pshara is definitely closer to emes in a certain sense.
So bitsua is being done emes lamita. I mean, it's not a loophole out of it.
Correct. If it's pshara kar of the din, it's something which is not just a cop out, where a person is weighing the tzadim and saying, okay, listen, this is that based on the tzadim, this seems to me a reasonable mahalo. Mm-hmm.
Does that fly in the face of a rive of Hatias rive?
Because when no rive is again, it's a tool. It's a tool that I need to use. The world. You know, that's, you know, there's no, the Torah gave us tools to live with. You can't always work it out. So going by Rav, weighing, studying, all the Torah said, it's something that I can use and I need to use. But if I can work out things exactly the way it is, then it's right.
Because mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. There's the Rashba that says, chara tray that we could eat all three of them. So that's...
Right, so right over there, it's right. It's machlokes. Should you eat all three together? Yes, the Torah said there's a the Torah needed to give us chazaka roiv. Torah gave us certain mahalchim so that it's possible to live. It's possible to do things.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Good. So, Afreil Monica and Bez Hashem next week. Bez Hashem, hope to be regular.
Okay, excellent. Thank you very much, Rabbi.
All to me. Bye.